This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You ready for Thursday night? I mean, the next round of Democratic debates, of course. The candidates who made the cut, that is. There will be gotcha moments and tweet-worthy exchanges, but really, mostly, it's about the money. Behind the scenes, and this goes for the top of the ticket, down-ballot races, Dems, and the GOP. Every campaign this season is going to be looking to monetize every useful moment from here on out. And as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from Washington, when the donations do come, candidates will not be the only ones cashing in.
The Houston debate is an opportunity for 10 Democratic candidates to make their pitch to voters and for all the candidates, Democrat and Republican, on stage and off, to use the debate as an excuse to ask for money.
You can give at amyklobuchar.com.
Go to corybooker.com.
MarkSanford.com.
Go to joewalsh.org.
Click on the link. Donate now.
That last voice was Democratic candidate Tulsi Gabbard. All those clicks have helped 2020 presidential candidates raise almost $400 million so far. And nearly all of those donations made online come with a fee, usually around 3-4%, paid by donors. Some of that goes to the credit card companies, and some goes to the processing platform. For the Democrats, that platform is almost always ActBlue.
We will end up working with pretty much every registered Democrat on the federal level and at the state and local down to municipal level across the country.
Erin Hill is the executive director of ActBlue. She says since virtually every Democrat is using the platform, it's become a one-stop shop for Democratic donors supporting candidates up and down the ballot.
They're able to give just by choosing which candidate, which organization, and how much.
ActBlue is a nonprofit and relies on donor tips to fund much of its day-to-day costs, but its success has encouraged plenty of for-profit competitors who would like their own slice of those processing fees, which can add up to millions of dollars in a presidential campaign.
There's so much political money flowing around right now that the ecosystem can support plenty of different platforms.
Colin Delaney is editor of ePolitics.com and has been following online political donations for years. The ecosystem also includes companies like NGP Van, Campaign Solutions, and Anadot. And Republicans recently launched their own nonprofit, Win Red. Delaney says they're trying to create an ActBlue equivalent, but
they're doing it differently than the Democrats did, though, because they're trying to require campaigns to use it.
Trying, although there have been several reports some campaigns and state parties are resisting. But WinRed is the official processor for the campaign likely to pull in the most GOP cash, the campaign to re-elect President Trump, and not his Republican opponents.
So it probably will not surprise you to learn that, lo and behold, WinRed was not interested in working with the Walsh for President campaign.
That's Lucy Caldwell. She's the campaign manager for Republican Joe Walsh. WinRed declined an interview with Marketplace. Caldwell says limiting which candidates can use the platform could unintentionally limit GOP fundraising overall.
I think that software really serving the purpose of being software, not the purpose of picking winners and losers, is a really good thing for donors and for our system of democracy overall.
For now, all three of President Trump's primary challengers are using Anadot. The 2020 Democratic presidential campaigns are all using ActBlue. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.